Next patient is Carol Rundell. That's R-U-N-D-E-L-L. R as in Robert. R-U-N-D-E-L-L. Rundell Carol. C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth. 10/29/41. Date of visit is date of visit is 7/7/23. Made a copy of this for David Weinrich, W-E-I-N-R-I-C-H, Weinrich, David Weinrich, M.D. Next paragraph, dear David, thank you for sending Carol Rundell for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of Brazadellus. This is an 81-year-old female who has a past history for peripheral vascular disease and COPD. Had an episode of flu in May this year. The patient had severe bronchitis and was treated, and she was also admitted to Advent Hospital for 2 days on May 22nd, 23. The chest x-ray showed no active infiltrates, and a CT chest showed no evidence of pulmonary emboli, and emphysematous changes were noted. The patient was then discharged, and she has been short of breath with activity for the past month, and uses a albuterol inhaler. She also has a history for severe peripheral vascular disease and has undergone a right above knee amputation done in 2021. She has had some weight loss, and she denies any sputum production, but does have some cough and wheezing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for femoral popliteal bypass grafting on the right, and subsequently above knee amputation of the right leg. She also had a previous history of pneumonia, and she has had chronic kidney disease. And hypertension. History for hypolipidemia and thrombocytopenia. Surgery also includes bilateral iliofemoral runoff, and and an ST fall. AKA right leg. Next, and a tonsillectomy remotely. Next, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 55 years and quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Does not drink any alcohol presently. Next, family history. Father died of congestive heart failure. Mother died of MI. Next. Review of, allergies. To codeine, naproxen, zitia, fentanyl, statins, and tramadol. Next paragraph. System review of the patient had weight loss and fatigue, no glaucoma cataracts. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, no flank pains. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing and denies abdominal pains but has diarrhea and heartburn. She had no chest or jaw pain but had leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. And she has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID, Trilogy inhaler 100 micrograms, one puff a day, Lasix 20 milligrams as needed, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and Protonix 40 milligrams a day. Ursodiol 250 milligram TID. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is in a wheelchair. She had a bow knee amputation with the heel stump. Blood pressure 90 over 60. Pulse is 96, respiration 16, temperature 975. Weight is 84 pounds, saturation 97. HGNT and numbs, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements. And the percussion note resonant throughout, breath sounds diminished at the periphery. And no wheezes or crackles. Heart sounds are regular. Heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, with no definite murmur. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, the mild left leg edema, diminished peripheral pulses, reflexes of 1+1, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number one. Oh, can you also mention extremities? A bow knee amputation of right leg. Next, impression number one, COPD and emphysema. Number two, status post right, AKA. Number three is peripheral vascular disease. Number four is chronic kidney disease. Number five, hyperlipidemia. And number six is CHF. Next, plan patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Continue with albuterol, NEBS, 2.5 milligrams, TIDPRN. Trilogy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff daily. And pass to continue with the diuretic. Lysix, 20 milligrams every other day. And a follow-up as well as Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID. Follow-up visit here approximately 6 weeks. The patient will be sent for a polysomnographic study once she's stable. Thank you for this consultation. Start this with a copy for David Weinrich, MD, Weinrich, MD. Oops.